This is Ozarks at Large. The U.S. Postal Service will honor Native Arkansan John Johnson, a leading African-American entrepreneur of the last century, with a commemorative stamp. The stamp will be forever priced, though it costs 45 cents. It will always equal to 1 ounce of first-class fare. Charles Stewart, the chair of the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame, says John Johnson came from humble beginnings in Arkansas before moving to Chicago.
He began publishing what was called, I think, the Negro Digest, which was a magazine about current affairs in black life back in the 40s. Then that changed into Jet magazine, and then ultimately expanded into Ebony.
Johnson grew up in Arkansas City, Arkansas, before he moved to Chicago at the age of 15. Stewart calls Johnson a role model.
Mr. Johnson was a philanthropist of the first order and made a lot of significant contribution to the country and to, you know, the African American community, and stands out as a model for many people even during this day and time, of how you can overcome challenges to be successful.
Stewart says Johnson's daughter, Linda Johnson Rice, currently leads Johnson Publishing. Johnson was one of the first men inducted into the Black Hall of Fame. The Postal Service will hold a ceremony tomorrow at the Deschutes County Courthouse in Johnson's native city of Arkansas City. Meanwhile, a report from the University of Arkansas suggests a stark racial divide still exists in America. Despite the idea the U.S. entered something of a post-racial society after the election of a minority president, polling data shows about 80% of African Americans report experiencing discrimination each day. Dr. Pearl Ford Dow at the University of Arkansas is author of the report, and she says not reaching a post-racial society means a large segment of the population is still affected by racism.
We can see it as a result of disparities when it comes to economic disparities, health, educational outcomes, but also what we have found is that in actual day-to-day experiences that we see some stark differences in how African-Americans are treated in comparison to whites.
The report says 8 in 10 African-Americans surveyed reported experiencing discrimination each day. 7 in 10 felt the national government should ensure job security, and almost half felt not enough attention is paid to race. The Arkansas Alliance for Main Street Fairness is a group of state business and municipal leaders supporting legislation to make online retailers charge sales tax just like their brick and mortar counterparts. The legislation is called the Marketplace Equity Act. It's co-sponsored by Arkansas Congressman Steve Womack of Rogers. Randy Zook is the president and CEO of the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce. He's part of the group supporting the bill.
This act would begin to restore some equity to the playing field, because at the present time, almost all internet sales are made without collection of local and state sales taxes. Because of a complicated set of rules which allow that to take place.
One study estimates Arkansas state and local governments will lose about $236 million in revenue this year that would come from sales taxes. The University of Arkansas women's basketball team erased a second-half 11-point deficit yesterday at Bud Walton Arena to defeat Florida 73-72 in double overtime. It's the fifth straight SEC win for Arkansas. The Razorbacks are now in fourth place in the SEC standings. They'll next host Alabama Thursday night at 7 in Bud Walton Arena. And the University of Arkansas women's tennis team defeated Dartmouth yesterday at the ITA kickoff in Evanston, Illinois, 6-1. Arkansas is ranked 24th in the nation, and they'll host North Texas Friday beginning at noon at the Billings-Lee Tennis Center on the University of Arkansas campus. Ozarks at Large and KUAF, supported by RLT, which continues its 26th main stage season with the musical Hairspray beginning Friday, February 10th, and running through the 26th. In this production, a lovable plus-size heroine finds herself transformed from an outsider to teen celebrity overnight. 631-8988 or rogerslittletheater.org for tickets or more information. It was a busy week on the business and political fronts in Arkansas, and as is our Monday custom, Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net has the week in review.